Up North News with Pat Kreitlow is a product of Courier Newsroom and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Real information, good conversation, unabashedly Wisconsin. You're listening to Up North News.
Welcome back to the third hour of Up North News for this Friday morning. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Luke Mathers picks songs, and sometimes I don't know why, but then he explains, and it all makes sense after that.
No, I picked the wrong one out of the cart at a moment here, but it's Happy Days.
Okay. All right. Well, there.
I was looking for the traveling song that I had queued up, and in a moment's notice, I didn't have it.
That's what I get for, you know, asking for an honest answer. It's Friday, August 19th. It's Dad Shirt Friday. We've already explained the history of dad shirts, so you're just going to have to go back and check it later on Apple or Spotify if you didn't catch it. You can also catch us live now on TuneIn, either the TuneIn app or TuneIn.com. You also see, if you're watching our video feed, at the Bull Falls Radio Facebook or Twitter pages, Up North News reporter Christina Laurie, who will be joining us in just a sec. But first, I wanted to take note and first off, tip my cap to Dan Schaefer from the recombobulation area, because that's where Luke and I first noticed this on our Twitter pages, is that Mandela Barnes has put forth a new ad, a campaign that is set in a release to be part of a multi-million dollar campaign going out on broadcast, cable, and digital throughout the state. So before we play this and listen to the message, I just wanted to, you know, again, take note that the new attack ad against Mandela Barnes is all about the squad and the scary dark-skinned people that he would associate himself with if he's elected. And the way Mandela Barnes won his primary is with a message that connects with Wisconsin families, that his family, like yours, mine, we're all working hard, playing by the rules, just want a fair shake, and that's what we need in a U.S. senator. And he's not wavering from that, despite some vicious attacks from the right. Let's give a listen to the new ad he just released.
It's that time of year. My opponent's throwing everything he's got at me, hoping you think I'm dangerous. But I can take the heat, because here's the truth. I grew up in a working-class family. I'll fight for a middle-class tax cut. And while Ron Johnson praises companies outsourcing our jobs, I want to create manufacturing jobs here. It's when you believe in folks like I believe in Wisconsin, you don't sell them out. You go to bat for them. I'm Mandela Barnes, and I approve this message.
And of course, in the video version, you would see that he's in a batting cage or you know, taking some pitches. And, you know, again, that kind of relatability is the image he's looking for compared to, you know, Ron Johnson. And I think he understands that, you know, we're all looking for a little good news here and there. We don't need to be attacking each other all the time. And I'm very happy to say that similar characteristics are found in one Christina Laurie, our newest reporter at Up North News, and the stories that she likes working on most, and is going to join us Fridays to talk about some of those stories. Christina, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
You bet. This is very nice to have this get started, because you have brought this breath of fresh air to what we're doing. And it's not like we were always all work and no play, but, you know, by and large, we put an emphasis on the news of the day, especially politics and policy as it affects people here in Wisconsin. We certainly love to do feature stories on Wisconsin food and places and people, but, you know, we don't get to do nearly as much as we would like. And one of the things that, you know, we saw in you right away was that, yeah, no problem being, you know, a street reporter for anything that's going on, but that you really have an eye for, you know, that little bit of positivity that's out there in the stories that don't get told very often. Is that something you came to over time, or is that something that drove you when you first wanted to pursue journalism as a career?
Well, Pat, first, that's overly nice of you to say. I am already employed and part of your team, so you don't need to try to convince me anymore to stay.
Well, wait till you see what that paltry raise looks like. So, yeah.
It is something I always wanted as part of journalism, and it's something that I found was missing. And, you know, I started in 2015. My first job, I started just days after a then candidate Trump descended down that golden escalator. So I got thrown right into the, you know, that fierce 2016 race. And it was a lot of, it was pretty jarring, let me just say. A lot of insults thrown at people on both sides. So I just knew I wanted to bring something different to it. So I come from the world of TV like you, and I was just trying to do something different. It's hard to stand out. So once I finally got a little bit of my own platform, I was a weekend morning show anchor at WISC TV in Madison. I thought, hey, it's the height of COVID. What can I do differently? And since I was producing the show, which for people who aren't aware, that means that you're actually writing and picking every story that's on air as well, I thought, hey, instead of slamming them with COVID headlines just to start their weekend mornings, I'm going to start every newscast with one good story. And by good, I don't mean a good, thoughtful, well-written story. I meant a positive story, something that's going to make them feel like their world isn't falling apart. We will get to the news, but we're going to show them something positive, a people helping people story, a story where they can explaining how they can make a difference in their own community. And that's what we're doing at Up North News now too. So thank you so much for letting us continue that and give people something just a little bit different.
And we're going to give some examples coming up on the other side of this break and have more in our visit with Christina Lurie coming up next. You're Up North.